Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Friday, I began describing how a Michigan sales and use tax exemption 22 years ago ended up increasing the sales taxes collected by the state and also brought in higher income and business tax collections. The sales tax exemption was on the sales of coins and precious metals bullion. Last Friday, I explained that one increase in tax collections resulted from higher industry sales of other merchandise not covered by this exemption. With more customers coming into Michigan businesses, industry employment more than doubled. A Michigan Treasury study concluded that almost 40% of payrolls are spent on merchandise on which Michigan sales taxes are collected. This one increase in industry sales tax collections exceeded 100% of the tax collections lost from the exemption. Of course, with higher payrolls, the state also collected higher individual income taxes. There was also a two-thirds increase in the number of Michigan businesses that dealt in coins and precious metals bullion. About half of this increase was from new companies, with the balance coming from existing businesses expanding their product lines. Finally, enactment of the sales tax exemption sparked a surge in trade shows in Michigan, with the result that hospitality industry sales and the accompanying sales tax collections increased. In my analysis 9 years ago, the Michigan Treasury not only fully replaced the lost sales tax collections from this exemption, it conservatively increased total Michigan tax collections by almost 4 times the amount of the former sales tax collections given up. In effect, adoption of the sales tax exemption turned out to be a business and economic development program for Michigan. Since then, the industry has confirmed this result on a nationwide basis. There are now 38 states that now either have no sales taxes at all or have partial or complete sales tax exemption on the retail sales of coins, currency, and precious metals bullion. 4 more states introduced similar legislation for consideration this year. This result perfectly demonstrates why the provision in the recently enacted America Rescue Plan Act that prohibits state and local governments from cutting taxes will harm the economic recovery. That's it for now. Come back here Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.